Well, I've been thinking a lot this past week about the idea of story and what stories mean for us. And when I was thinking about stories, the very first thing that kind of jumped in my mind was thinking back to when I was in elementary school. One of my very favorite parts of the week was on Wednesday, when our class would all go up to the library on the third floor of the school, and we would get to pick out a book to bring home. And I had one book that I checked out probably more than 20 times over the course of the 6 years that I was in school there. It's called My Side of the Mountain. And this was a book about a boy who runs away to live by himself in the woods. And I thought this was just the coolest book in the whole world. This kid goes and he hollows out a tree and he lives there and he makes his own fish hooks. He tames a peregrine falcon to hunt for him. It was just a super interesting book for a kid who was in elementary school, who at the time really loved spending time outside. It was a story that I read over and over, cover to cover, dozens of times, just because it was something that I really loved and I identified with. By the time that I was in sixth grade, I knew the story almost by heart, and so I didn't really need to check it out anymore to know what was going to happen, but it was still something that I loved to do because it was kind of like revisiting an old friend. Right, I knew the story, but I'd check out the book and I'd read through it again to just remember the adventures that this kid got into and all the problems he encountered and how he solved them. It was a story that shaped a large part of my childhood. It kind of pushed me to want to spend more time outside myself and to kind of delve into what it means to go fishing and make things that you can fish with yourself and not depend on other like depth finders and all other kinds of things that I grew to love later on as I went fishing. But it was a huge part of the story that I was a part of when I was in school. Story tends to be something that shapes us. The stories that we hear, the stories that we are read when we're children, are things that kind of give us ideas and insights into the world, into other people. They're powerful things that shape who we are. There are also ways that other people can come to understand us. I remember I spent a lot of time with my grandpa, my dad's dad, when I was a kid. They lived in Minneapolis and would come to visit us. And again, because I was a My Side of the Mountain kid, I loved to spend time outside, and we camped a lot when I was a kid. My parents love camping, and so we go camping all the time. But Grandpa George never wanted to come with us. Never once did he go camping with us. And I could never really understand why it was that Grandpa George didn't come camping with us until he started telling us stories about his time in the Army when he was in World War II, and how when he was over in New Guinea, they had to camp all the time and they were worried about dying and all of these things that were happening. There was no way that he wanted to spend time in a tent because it had all of these connections for him with this very terrible and terrifying time of his life when he was fighting in the war. And so when I came to understand that part of Grandpa's story, it helped me understand a little bit more about him and about the relationship that I had with him. So I could wrap my mind a little more about why it was that he didn't want to take part in this thing that was such a fun piece for me, because I hadn't lived that. I would never have understood that except that he shared that story with me. Stories can bring us together in ways that other things can't, because they help us understand each other a little more. Stories also have a way not just of helping us understand other people, but of binding us together as community. That's one of the reasons that we get together and have this service, this Lessons and Carols service. After we've had the story of Christmas Eve, we get together. We sing familiar songs. We tell the same familiar story. Not because we don't know what's going to happen. We've probably heard this story more than I ever read My Side of the Mountain, right? It's a story that we know intimately. The story of Mary and Joseph going and not finding a room at the inn and going to spend time in the stable. The story of hearing about the shepherds and how the angel appears to them and telling them that there's this great thing that's happened, that they're bringing great news to them, celebrating the birth of this child. This is a story that we know. And yet the retelling of it, each time we hear it, serves a number of purposes. it binds us together as a community for whom this story is foundational. It reminds us of who we are, both as individuals and as a church. That we are people for whom God has come into the world. On Christmas Eve, I talked a little bit about how the incarnation, this Word made flesh, is our author writing himself into our story. And by retelling it, we're reminding ourselves of who we are together as church. It reminds us of the things that we value. It reminds us of the people that we're surrounded with, binding us together once again, stronger and stronger as the people of God. These stories, they're a big part of what makes us who we are as followers of Jesus. We all have our own stories too. Stories that are lived out each day. There's a song I remember when I was in high school, my youth group sang on a pretty regular basis called Mrs. Phillips' Prayer. And one of the lines of the song said, "Your life is a Bible for some folks to read. I wonder just what they're reading in me." And there's a lot of truth in that idea, that our lives themselves tell stories. Who we are, how we interact with others, where we spend our time, what we're doing, are all stories that other people hear and read and see. And the question that jumped out at me when I was thinking about this idea, this concept of story, is as we live our lives, both again as individuals and as a community, as a church community, what are the pages of that story that other people are reading? The pages that others are seeing as we live our lives? And where do our stories intersect with the story that we're hearing today? The story of God coming into the world, writing into our stories. Where does that become most visible for us as we go through our day-to-day lives? How is it that as we write those stories together, the world may come to see and understand this greatest of stories, that is that thing that circles us all, bringing us into the story of Christmas, the story of the Word made flesh who dwells among us, the story in which we are each a page, binded as a book is bound together in the one family of Christ.